Every Thursday, right around 8 o'clock, we talk to our Bucko insider, the Post-Gazette, Jason Mackey. Good morning, Mackey. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing well. A little bit better, a damn sight better, I should say, than the Pirates' offense right now. Bell, Reynolds, Frazier, Newman, all under 200. Polanco just back in the lineup. But that's basically the top half of your order. Minus Colin Moran, all struggling to get bat on ball right now.
Yeah, it's not great. I was going through this last night, Chris, after the game, and, you know, we went into the season looking at their top five as Kevin Newman, Brian Reynolds, Adam Frazier, Josh Bell, Gregory Polanco, the guys you just mentioned. And those guys right now aren't doing anything. You know, I want to be cautious in making any sort of judgments because it's only been six games, but it's been 10% of the season, and, you know, we've heard sort of ad nauseum with the 60-game season, if you get off to a bad start or if you get off to a good start, all this stuff, and they need to start hitting the ball. They absolutely do, and I believe I want to say it's a combined 111 with the five guys we're talking about. That's their batting average. I mean, obviously that's not going to work. So sooner rather than later, they need more out of those guys.
Yeah, and then if you throw Dyson in there too, is he's a presumed starter with his 070, I think, or 090, something, whatever it is. He's below 100. And you know, Jason, it's funny because when I was at spring training, and that's pretty much all the spring training there was, as it turns out, they didn't hit there either. You know, the only guy they got hits off was TJ Zoik and some other Blue Jay pitchers. Other than that, man, the offense struggled, and it was kind of funny when you say to Derek Shelton, go, well, I know it's early. But how long can we continue to say it's early before this is a – I mean, this is a problem.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, it's certainly flirting with it. I'm hesitant in lumping spring training in with what we're seeing now just because there was a four-month gap there, and it's spring training. But, you know, I was there, too. I saw it, and, you know – guys weren't crushing the ball. I have to give it longer than right now. It's just, you know, in normal times, like if it's six games, we're not going to think anything of it. But in normal times, sometimes it takes, you know, 10, 12 games. And if the Pirates go through it like this, I mean, that's a heck of a hill to climb for anybody, and especially the Pirates. And, you know, something I also have been thinking about, and I wrote for something today, like, it does not help them with Dyson not performing. You know, this is a guy that they could have potentially flipped. They're going to get nothing for him. They're already in a tough spot with Archer, Kella. There's just sort of ripple effects to this stuff. But, yeah, Jim, you're right. I mean, I think 091 with Dyson. He hasn't stolen a base. I don't think he's attempted a steal. And it's just not what they thought they were getting.
What's at the bottom, do you think, Jason, of Kevin Newman not starting on a regular basis? Because I think we all know what Eric Gonzalez is. Eric Gonzalez is a backup left side of the infield guy with not much stick. So why sit Kevin Newman down? I know, again, it's the first week of the season, and we kind of have to couch everything we talk about with that. But to see Newman down a couple of times early on, even if he's one of the guys who's also not hitting, is a little surprising.
Yeah, I'm trying to make heads or tails of that, and the best thing I can tell you from being around Shelton every day is he is probably going to do this quite a bit. I don't know if it's the Rays in him or, you know, you're just trying to get Newman in a better spot. I mean, Newman has not had a great start to the season. I think he's 1-for-16 and caught stealing twice, a couple errors, and he, you know, hasn't been 100% healthy either. And so I think it's probably a combination of those things, getting him mentally in the right place, you know, Shelton kind of preferring to, I want to say probably err on the conservative side, and then just try to get him going and try to find a way. And I don't think it's a performance thing. I don't think that they think that Eric Gonzalez is legitimately a better option at shortstop. You're just trying to get Newman healthy and trying to get Newman going again.
As for the bullpen, I guess aren't bullpens always like this? I mean, in a perfect world, you would have the closer, which they don't have. Maybe Birdie will turn out to be it in the short term here. But with bullpens by definition, aren't we just going to have to live with inconsistencies, especially with unproven bullpen guys?
I don't think they should have to live with this, Jim. I think this is probably a little bit too much as far as up and down. And we've talked to Shelton about this quite a bit. You know, his reasoning is generally that it's a quicker ramp up because there was so much time off. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I think you should be able to throw strikes. That's not something that's new to, you know, a 60-game season or the coronavirus or anything like that. Throw the ball over the plate. And they haven't done that enough. And you know, to be fair on the Pirates side, too, they're also missing some of their horses back there. You know, you're missing three of your best relievers, and you might get two of them back, maybe. So they're having some guys play out of position or you know, role definition is not quite there. But they need to more consistently throw the ball where it's supposed to go. And they, you know, you need to sort of, I don't know if you need to give JT Brubaker more of a chance. I like what I've seen with Nick Turley. But just try some guys in some different spots and try to figure out how to help. Because, I mean, I think going into last night, their bullpen ERA was like 5.09. I'm not ready to live with that.
Our Bucco insider, Jason Mackey, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. We talked about this the other day, and I'm curious. We haven't posed this question to you, but it is something we've been talking about going back to March, it feels like, February even. And that's the fact that you've got Polanco in right, Bell at first, Moran at third, at least more often than not. But now with the DH as a part of the lineup, you've got the ability to get one of those guys out of the field each day. But you do still have the other two guys in the field. Given what we saw from Josh Bell the other night, I found it alarming that he didn't make that throw down to second base in the ninth inning against the Brewers. Who is, I guess, the least of the three evils with the glove right now between those three?
Oh boy, man, that's a tough question, but I would maybe look at that's really hard. The least of the three evils. Maybe Polanco should be your more regular DH, I guess. I guess I'm willing to live with Moran's defense at third, Bell's defense at first. And not that Polanco is a poor defender. I mean, I don't think we've seen anything that's terribly alarming. I'm just trying to answer it from the perspective of how to best utilize that spot. And I would want to try to preserve Polanco. I do think they need him to produce. Who's the best fielder out of the three? That's a really... I don't know. That's a hard one to answer because, you know, part of me wants to say Moran, but then I think about the foul pop he dropped last night. Part of me wants to say Bell. I think about the throw he didn't make. So that one's difficult. But if you're going to ask me who out of those three I would DH the most, it would probably be Polanco.
Now, Shelton was asked about – he's on with Joe and Ron every day at noon, as I'm sure you're aware. And maybe you heard this. His explanation for Bell not throwing the ball to second and about how it was a short hop and how it was, if it was a left-handed first baseman, it's an easier play, and he had to hesitate, and then he made the right play. Did you buy any of that explanation?
Yeah, I did. I mean, that is reality. I mean, that's a more natural throw for a left-hander to make. However, do I think he should have tried to make that throw? Yes, I do. And I've watched Josh Bell from the very first day of spring training. Whenever it's inconsistent. Sometimes he will snap a throw off with the new throwing motion, and it's great. It looks tremendous. In other times, he's just a little bit hesitant, or it's a little bit wild. It does not look natural to him. And I understand why, but if you're out there in that situation, you need to make that throw. And I respect what Shelton is doing, and you know, I've seen it consistently with all of his players in pretty much every situation. He's a very positive guy, covers for his players, there's a reason they like him. So, I mean, I wouldn't expect him to go on Cook and Joe and bash his first baseman. At the same time, you know, looking at it objectively, do I think he could have made that throw? Absolutely. It was not an easy play, but it's one he should be able to make.
Jason, before we let you run, what do we make of the fact that Joe Musgrove, in 11 and a third innings, has struck out 15, given up just 9 hits, but also 4 of those 9 hits have been home runs?
Yeah, I mean, what I take out of it is I've liked what I've seen from Musgrove so far. His slider last night was terrific, and how he's controlled it. And, you know, they're mistakes. It's not stuff I think that's going to continue. Joe Musgrove has one of the better changeups, and he missed with a really bad one last night, and it got whacked. I don't expect that to be a consistent theme in Musgrove starts. If you're going to look at it like here's a heap of good, here's a heap of bad, I'm taking the heap of good. I think that the home runs will subside. I think you're going to get more good with Musgrove. But I've liked the strikeout level stuff, and it's just he needs to clean up a couple mistake pitches.
Jason, be safe on the trip to Chicago. Are you going to Wrigley? Okay,
yes, sir.
Well, be safe on the trip to Chicago. We appreciate the time as always, and we'll catch up again soon, okay?
All right, boys, thanks for having me. Take care. Have a good one.
Absolutely. You too. Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider of the Post-Gazette. I concur with Jason a good bit there, Jim, that I really like what I've seen from Musgrove so far. It's just odd to see him look so good about 90% of the time, and then those mistakes just get absolutely walloped, as Jason mentioned.
Yeah, there have been some real good pitchers over the years that when you look up the home run leaders, and I know it's because they throw a lot of innings that they're going to give up a lot of home runs, but still, you know, some of the better pitchers, there were Hall of Famers that used to give up a lot of home runs, but they didn't walk people. That's another thing he's done is he's walked six, yeah. I believe, right? Hasn't he walked three in both games?
Yeah.
And when you walk a guy and then you give up that home run, then that becomes a two-run homer, and then that's more of a problem than just your basic solo shot.